One of the main economic arteries between the U.S. and Canada is now back open.
Canadian police yesterday cleared protesters who had been blocking the Ambassador Bridge for nearly a week. The bridge connects Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. The protesters use trucks, RVs, and pickups to block the bridge. They're demanding an end to all COVID-19 mandates. So this crossing is now open, but there are still even bigger protests happening in Ottawa.
So the Ambassador Bridge is back open. Just tell us what went down.
For some context, the Ambassador Bridge carries a quarter of trade between the U.S. and Canada. It's a route a lot of food takes from the U.S. into Ontario. Auto parts get carted back and forth between assembly plants in Ontario and Michigan. This blockade had become so disruptive to the automakers, a number of plants canceled shifts and sent workers home. Saturday morning, large numbers of police arrived just after 8. A lot of the protesters in vehicles left early on. But a couple hundred demonstrators, mostly on foot, including children, remained all day. Finally, by Sunday morning, their numbers had fallen to just a few dozen people. That was when large numbers of police moved again to definitively clear the roadway. City of Windsor police said they had made more than 24 arrests and towed around 10 vehicles. The bridge reopened yesterday evening.
Wow, that is quite a scene in Windsor. You, I understand, are going to head to Ottawa today. Can you tell us more about what's happening there? Because the protests continue, huh?
In Ottawa, this is the beginning of a third week of noisy protests. A couple hundred big rigs and other vehicles have been parked downtown surrounding Parliament. On the weekends, they've been joined by thousands of people, and the nights have been much louder. On Friday night, the demonstrators put up a stage for a concert. Residents have complained about the noise and aggressive behavior of some demonstrators and have expressed frustration and anger that police have not enforced the law.
There's these signs I understand some people are carrying saying, "Make Ottawa boring again."
Yes, accurate.
I guess a lot of people are sort of sick and tired of the inconvenience. I mean, when this bridge, these protests have all been dispersed, as we see on the Ambassador Bridge, is that going to embolden more of the protesters, especially in Ottawa, or is it going to, you know, diffuse the situation? What do you think?
I don't think that the protesters in Ottawa are immediately ready to go home. On Sunday, a group of residents took it into their own hands to block vehicles, and things actually became so tense that police escorted them away. But at the same time, the mayor agreed to meet with the demonstrators if they moved vehicles away from residents and closer to Parliament, and the leaders couldn't really even agree on that.